If you think God's promises are for someone else, this message is for you. Romans chapter 10 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Jew, Gentile, anyone. In a world chasing temporary riches, discover the true riches of grace, mercy, and everlasting salvation found only in Jesus Christ. Today is the day of salvation. Don't miss what God is offering you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, that's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you are enjoying these daily devotions. And it's Sunday. It's my most favorite day of the week. I love going to church, love worshiping God, getting into his word with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I hope that you are excited, stoked, fired up to go into church today. Hey, if you're enjoying this series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and if you are in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. All right, so let's dive in today. Our question of the day is, who in your life needs to hear that everyone who calls truly includes them? So think about that. Who in your life needs to hear that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord truly includes them? So we're going to look at Romans chapter 10, we're starting about verse 11 or so, and then we'll dive into whoever calls. For the scripture says, whoever believes, we covered that yesterday, in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches, underline that, for all who call on him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so we're going to call this one, whoever will call. And did you notice that in verse 12, it says abounding in riches? And you might be thinking, oh, I get rich if I follow Jesus. Well, not necessarily. What type of riches are we talking about? Riches of grace. You might read about that in Ephesians 1:7. Riches in justification, riches in acceptance. That could be Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Riches of mercy and kindness. You know, think about God's rich mercy upon our lives. It's so powerful to be a person who can receive that from God. It's only by his grace that we can do that. Riches of spiritual blessings in Christ. Every spiritual blessing has been poured out upon you. You have riches in being adopted into the family of God, of hope and the glory to come, of eternal life. Riches are a spiritual pledge by God, Ephesians 1:13. Sufficient, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord. So riches that make you sufficient if you call upon the name of the Lord. Riches in his forgiveness. If you ask for forgiveness and you repent of your sins. So those are some of the riches that he is talking about right there. Not necessarily wealth and prosperity. It's not a prosperity doctrine. So as you go into the public square today, whether it be at church or whether if you're going to work today, depending on your situation, remember this, that God has made you rich in him. You are abundantly supplied for with everything you need to live a godly life today. Then he says, for whoever will call on the name of the Lord. So the next part we see is calling on the name of the Lord. And this one comes from Philippians chapter 2. I want to read this really quick. Philippians chapter 2. I didn't mark it today, so hopefully we can find it quickly. Philippians 2. And verse 10, it says right here, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. So one day when we stand before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the name of Jesus is there, we will bow our knees before him. But we can do that ahead of time too, and we can surrender. Also, if you want to look at the counterpart of that in Isaiah chapter 45, it is a beautiful, beautiful set of scriptures. Because it says, maybe we're talking to some Jewish people today and you're like, well, I don't really believe in the New Testament. No problem. Isaiah 45, verse 23, it says, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear allegiance. So there we go. We have it again. So the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will bow our knees, we will swear allegiance. And so as you're in the public square today, maybe you go to a restaurant after church, don't be afraid to bring up the name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to know that he is our Messiah. Don't be afraid to speak of the things of God. And then it says, we'll be saved. And in Isaiah 45:17, we'll back up there, 45:17, Israel has been saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You will not put to shame or humiliated to all eternity. So remember, we're covering the idea of Israel, the church, and God's sovereignty. Israel is God's chosen nation. The church is God's bride. And God is sovereign to have a bride and a nation. He can make that choice. But this is one of those verses that reinforce that. Israel has been saved by the Lord. That Lord, if you go through the book of Isaiah very slowly, you're going to find that is Jesus Christ, the one that died on the cross for your sins and resurrected. He's the Messiah. It says, with an everlasting salvation. What type of salvation for Israel? An everlasting salvation. You will not be put to shame or humiliated to all of eternity. So here I put on my screen behind me, today is the day of salvation. So maybe you're Jewish and you're like, I don't know what the gospel message is. It's simple. Jesus Christ came and was born of a virgin of Mary. He died on that cross for your sins and for my sins. He was buried. That shows completion. He resurrected. That shows that he overcame sin and death. And he appeared. He gave evidence of that he was resurrected to over 500 people. So that's a simple gospel message. And the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So I want to remind you, the first time he came as a lamb, and sometimes that throws off Jews that are around us. They're like, well, he was supposed to be a conquering king. When he comes back with his bride, he will be the conquering king. Today is the day of salvation. Place your hope in Jesus Christ today. Do not be afraid to turn to the Messiah and say, Jesus, you are Lord of my life, of my nation, of my family, of all the things that God has entrusted to you to steward. So I hope that encourages you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you have called us into relationship with you. We thank you, God. We proclaim the name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, and the riches that flow from that of mercy, grace, forgiveness, adoption. I mean, there's just so much that flows out of that. So we give you this day, God. We say it's yours. Help us be light and salt in this world, and let us walk into the public square with confidence and boldness, proclaiming the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.